the government is an anti-Christian government.
That's the voice and opinion of Billy Judson of Good News Bible College and Seminary, and he's referring to India. Hi there, I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. So, Billy, are there times when it's difficult to live as a Christian in India?
India is a Hindu country, and the notion is Hindutva. Hindutva means everything should be Hinduism. And these people in power, they see Christian as an outside religion. It's not a foreign language, but they treat it as a foreign language, and they persecute Christians only because they have a question, why only Jesus Christ?
So when we're looking at the teaching of Jesus, and Jesus says, if you're going to follow me, there is a cost, and you've got to count the cost. In India, that really is the case.
Yes.
If you become a Christian, there is a cost involved.
Yes. Because of the caste system and the hierarchical steps of the living, when you accept Christ, you are an outcast. In India, Christianity is considered to be the lowest caste. So either you have to leave away your family, leave away your relationship with the society, and stay uniquely in order to live a Christ life. There are people who suffer. There are people who strongly come out with their faith, and they live and they testify Christ.
Counting the cost, forsaking much, yet still bearing the name of Christ in India. Inspiring. To listen again or to share this program with others, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.